This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. When you want the best, you have to act fast, especially when hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds top talent fast. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Spotify. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, roly-poly political comedy genius. Your words, not mine, Matt Ford. It's the first time I've read this. I wouldn't have read that out had I. Mother. Anyway, this is the podcast where we follow the highs and lows of the FPL teams of some of the country's funniest people.
Joining us this week on the podcast is comedian and manager of Defence Wins Titles, is Finn Taylor. It's the end of another game week. I've won it.
Yeah.
Don't take any pride in it. Special game week. Well, I don't know. It just feels like it's just sort of happened, and everyone's done all right. I mean, the shock result, I would say, of the week, probably Crystal Palace's 3-0 demolition of Arsenal. Those managers who had the full complement of Arsenal players in their team probably suffered the heaviest. Matt Ford, how was that for you?
Really bad. Because I had that familiar sinking feeling that I had at the start of the season, where for the last few weeks, obviously, it's been very competitive and I've won a lot of those competitions. So I'd started to feel like finally I'd got a foothold in the game. I noticed you signed Kulusevski, by the way, a little rat. Anyway.
Same week you did, Ratbag. At least I owned up to it. I owned up to it and said I'd done my research. You claimed, oh, I don't know. I even didn't even remember doing that. Like, it's just been so busy. There we go. Hot tips. Did you not get any hot tips this week? Is that why you got thrashed?
So I got hot dicked. I did not
did
get any
you
hot
get
tips.
Cold dicks.
I did. I didn't get any hot tips. So what cost me dear, obviously, was
Thanks for calling me dear.
Oh,
cheers, sweetheart.
Well, that's the sort of thing. If I did call you dear, it would make you shiver. That would make you feel cold. Whenever I express affection to you, you react very badly.
Yeah. Well, if I called you dear, it would make you shiver. Because everything we've ever discussed on this podcast, the effect of any physical or mental stimulus makes you defecate.
I've just had 2 of those Maltesers bunnies, and I'm not going to lie.
It's in the chamber.
Well, I don't know if you've had a Maltesers bunny. They bring them out near Easter time.
Non-vegan, but I do buy them for my daughter. Because I'm a good dad who cares about the planet. John Richardson's hot planet.
You'll know from observing your daughter eating them that the inside of a Maltesers bunny isn't the same as the inside of a Malteser. It's a softer, well, it's a kind of, it's the multi center of a Malteser, but in a softer, more fondant form.
It's supposed to sort of to represent the sort of veal and all the liver and the insides of a real rabbit.
Yes, it's like getting giblets with a chicken. It sort of falls out of the chocolate rabbit's asshole, and you can decide whether to stuff it back in there and eat it or not. And I eat it, although it was painful for me, John, because this morning I cut my tongue on a piece of apple a sharp bit. So what I do in the morning, if I'm at home, I start the day with a healthy breakfast. I chop an apple, a banana, I put some blueberries into a bowl, and I add natural low-fat Greek yogurt. I give it a stir, I add the honey on top. Anyway, I must have sliced this apple particularly sharply because a serrated edge of the apple
of the
peel
apple.
Tore my tongue open. I just thought, oh no. Oh. Not now,
Matt
of all
Ford
times.
Getting ripped to pieces by Cox first thing in the morning. Is that what's happened?
It was actually a Granny Smith. It was my
favourite. Oh, she's had a. She wants to apologise. Yeah.
Granny Smith made my tongue bleed.
Granny Smith.
Oh, I had no idea this was going to go filthy. But yes, so these chocolate bunnies are then obviously passing over this bleed. I mean, if I turn my camera on, you might want to see it. I'll tell you what, I'll put a photo on the group.
Yeah, do. What would you say is the sort of overall net gain of a healthy breakfast followed by two Maltesers chocolate bunnies? Better to just have the sort of breakfast you want that's going to fill you up and mean you don't snack on bunnies, or...
Snack on bunnies, you bunny snacking mother. I think if you're gonna have chocolate, have it during the day rather than at night. That's the rule, isn't it? Get it out of the way.
That's what they say.
Oh, I tell you
it?
What. Oh, this is a horrible photo. I've put it sent it to you on WhatsApp, John. If you open it up, not only can you see the cut tongue, I've got a row of spots just above my lip. Can you see that? At least three of them. They're not cold sores, they're just like spots.
Can I say as well? A sort of disgustingly wet tongue.
Well, I've just taken a glug of water.
I mean, that is like, I'd describe that as a healthy dog.
Well, that's good.
That is a healthy dog's tongue. Oh, God. No, I don't like it. I don't want to look at that anymore. I'm not going to. You can't make me. Now,
week in FPL because of Arsenal.
Yeah. Now, Tierney didn't play. So good news for you there. Alexander-Arnold didn't play and Saïss didn't play. So you've actually, you've had your bench to lean on, and all four of your bench players did play, which is very, none of them scored more than 2 points. But now let's go no further. The point is you've lost. There are still fixtures outstanding. Burnley hopefully drawing with Everton on Wednesday night. That game yet to be unplayed, but as neither of us has players from either of those sides in our teams, some of those in the league looking for a big game for Weghorst to get them back up the old league. You've lost. The forfeit was from Stephen. Should the loser of next week's FPL present the whole show in the other's accent?
Oh God, please.
Don't want to do it?
Oh, I want to do it. Well, I obviously would rather not do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm a man of my word.
Thing is, it says the other's accent. So you would present the show as a Lancastrian Matt Ford.
Oh, right, yeah. But do I have to do it in your accent? I thought it was an accent of your choosing.
Right, okay.
You got gut trouble, have you, pal?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of a sore tum-tum.
Why? What's happened? Talk to us about it.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've continued my lifelong ambition to only eat out-of-date food that my family buy and then don't consume. So I've just had a 3-day out-of-date Clive's pie.
Hang on. What's a Clive's pie?
Clive's pie. You're not going to like it. They're vegan, gluten-free pies that you can buy and stick in your cake hole.
But what you misunderstand, I'm pro-vegan.
Oh, that's not the way it comes out, mate. Anytime I dare mention it, here he comes.
No, because you do it in that
Greta Thunberg lobby, and oh, you can't use paper anymore, and everybody's got to walk on hand and foot everywhere and say sorry when they get there.
Because you do it to look like a better person than the rest of us.
That's what drives
on
the
behalf
rest of, you.
Of the rest of the planet, let alone the rest of Britain.
You're welcome.
We hate people like you because you exist to try and make us feel bad about ourselves.
You should feel bad eating your chocolate bunnies.
Chocolate bunnies?
Chocolate bunnies made with the milk of swollen, teated cows full of pus.
Give them to your daughter. You feed them to your own kid. At least with me, I'm just harming myself if it's bad for me.
No, you're harming the whole planet.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, they're not real rabbits.
I think,
you fool.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do a Twitter survey on it. But suffice to say, if I put it to Twitter and said, "What is more acceptable, a non-vegan Easter bunny given to a smiling 5-year-old, or two non-vegan Easter bunnies scoffed by a nearly 40-year-old comic in his spare bedroom?"
The way you said comic was so disdainful then.
Yeah, I hate all
comic.
Those, mate. Sick business.
So I've googled Clive's pies. The chickpea and tagine pie looks very good. Mexican chili pie looks very good. French cassoulet pie, very good. Mushroom and leek. So which did you have?
I had a new one. It's called the like chicken-y puff pie. It's chicken pieces, seitan chicken pieces in a white wine and leek and mushroom sauce. It's very delicious. It's a particular kind of pastry that you'll either be a fan of or not. It sort of crumbles and melts in the mouth.
Ooh.
But, you know, I recommend you get stuck in. I've Googled something. I've Googled your upcoming tour dates.
Okay.
And I would like you to do an accent from a place you are going to soon to potentially alienate some of your audience.
Okay.
So you've got Bristol Tobacco Factory on the 24th of April. That's a cracking room, by the way. I don't know if they've put a new roof on since I last played it, but there'll still be laughs echoing around in that room, mate. Leamington Royal Spa Centre. There's no accent in Leamington, is there? Nor Shrewsbury. So for me, it comes down to Cardiff or Bristol.
All right, hang on. Let me see which one. See if I can afford to annoy any of those. I mean, I guess it's up to you. I am the victim of this forfeit.
I think I would like you to do it in a Cardiff accent. I think I'd like you to be Welsh from now on. I think the next word out of your mouth, and I'd like you to interview Finn Taylor in Welsh as well when he comes on.
All right.
You sound like Dave and Shirl from Gogglebox. All right. All right. That,
I'm going to do like that, see? I'm going to do like that. I am.
All right.
Well, you're quite there. Like me, I sound like one of Goldie looking chain, is it?
Yeah, it's a sort of Newporty rather than Cardiffy, I think. Aren't is it?
Oh, I live in Cardiff, see, so I don't know what's going on there, Clot. But I'm in Brighton. I'm also in Eastleigh. I don't think I've been able to do that as an accent.
He's using this as a way of plugging his tour dates.
I'm afraid the...
I see.
Hold on. I think the... steady on. I think the Brighton dates are sold out.
Oh, he's gone Fireman Sam now, is it?
And Cardiff, that's all gone now. York and Leeds. I've added a second date in Leeds later in the year. But I'm doing Nottingham, Shrewsbury, Leamington, Bristol, Maidenhead.
Nottingham? Bristol after all.
London, Bloomsbury on the 23rd.
23rd? Right, my lover.
Yes, they're near each other. Oh,
I bloody
it.
Love lava bread, I do. Nice bit of lava bread in the morning.
I lost it. No, there it is. Oh, no. That was terrible.
Maybe you need to channel someone like a Kinnock. You know, use one of your, use your political contacts.
Well, I was going to channel Kinnock, but I reckon I got it there, see? That's where it is. I gone for that sort of like squeakier one.
Yeah.
Is it?
Is
all
it?
All right. You're going ratting? Yeah. doing it like that.
Are you going ratting? Who's
ratting, see?
Whose grounding phrase for the Welsh accent is, are you going ratting? I mean...
Do you really want to know?
Go on.
Labour MP called Owen Smith, who you may remember challenged Jeremy Corbyn for the Labour leadership in 2016. I worked on a by-election in Blinder Gwent. He was the candidate, and he, one of my colleagues, George, always wore a wax jacket and a flat cap. And I remember once we met him in the morning, and Owen Smith went, all right, George, you're going ratting. And it's just always stayed with me. So, yeah.
Back to Welsh.
Sorry, I go down for Ardy's, me, get a pasty, see, a cocktail chicken pasty, the little one, see? See, you know the thing? I'm not just doing it in the voice, am I? I've taken on the kind of, you know, the lexicon and the punctuation.
I wish I could get to the Cardiff tour day, I really do. But unfortunately... Cardiff?
Well, I ain't got to do the gig in that, have I?
No, but there will be people coming to that gig, presumably, who listen to this podcast. I mean, if they're fans of yours... Yeah. Baffling though that is. I assume they're completists, you know.
Oh, you're a get you, aren't you? You love a wee you love to sort of build up and tear down in the same sentence, don't you? You start off.
I bet you get the odd right political nerd in your show, don't you? I bet you get like some comedy fans, and then I bet you get some absolute. I listened to your interview with Priti Patel, and I thought it was very enlightening. I thought it was very even-handed, and a lot of new lefty lot tend not to be. So I thought I'd come and see what you're up to live. I'd support the theatre.
Well, there's a bit of truth in that, you know. I had a situation in Bath the other night where front row, a woman's phone starts going off, ringing. I said, you got a phone call? It was the bomb, Big Ben. You know, ding, 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 like that. But like genuine, right? I said, that sounds like the news at 10's ringing up. She said, oh, it's a reminder on my phone to take my medication. And the alarm on her phone is Big Ben. I thought, that's great, isn't it? You know, and I got a good couple of minutes ad-libbing off the back of that. She did me a favour.
Before subsequently dying as a result of failure to take her medication while you were on one of your extended riffs.
Well, I did say it. Well, I said, make sure you don't feel bad now. You know, you pop them pills, lever. You know, when you cock in it, you know.
Yeah. Too many people dying in this theatre already, right?
Oh, not bad, not bad, mate. Well, you know, I had that situation in Scotland the other week in Edinburgh.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, something happened the second night.
Go on.
Oh, the second night, same venue, and I'm on stage, see, doing my comedy and that.
Lovely.
And
I have to say, the way you said venue, that was very good.
That was a deep cut, that, wasn't it? A venue. You know, I really went for it. Thank God. I thought you'd appreciate that. Anyway, so I'm doing my bit, and I'd forgotten the night before to do my Anna Sawar impression, see? Now, he's half happens Scottish, half Pakistani. Beautiful accent he has, right? So anyway, he's in the audience, right?
Oh.
So I just think, sod it, I'm doing it. Now, you may remember what happened the night before. I'd done some local stuff about the Scottish National Party, and this guy got up and walked out. And
I'm Scottish, said, and you're an asshole.
That's right. So I then start doing my Anna Sawar impression. I finish it. Literally the moment I finish it, Anna Sawar, the leader of the Scottish Labour Party, stands up at this gig and says, I'm Scottish and you're an asshole.
Very good.
The timing was incredible, it was.
Good.
I went to the pub afterwards. I had a couple of beers after that one, you know.
What did you have?
Amstel.
Oh, yeah, because the only brewery yet to offer us a tour, and you're straight there suckling at their teat.
Oh, why didn't we think of that? We should be going international, John. We should be saying Brooklyn Brewery. Get in touch, like. Maybe Brains, you know, my local one in Cardiff. Get the Brains boys involved. Get us some of that Brains bitter.
Snigsy says the forfeit should be to do the actual forfeits. We will get to that. And a tweet from Usurper. Stolen from TikTok, but maybe an idea for a forfeit. There is a picture of a gentleman in what I would describe as a leather ensemble, leather hot pants, leather vest, a leather devil mask, and a sign saying I suck at fantasy football. He stood by the roadside. So that's suggesting some sort of public shaming, some sort of holding up a sign saying I suck at fantasy football at some sort of event or in some sort of public place. What do you think?
That's a good idea, that. I like it. I think it's funny. I mean, you know, this podcast is a form of public humiliation for me anyway, innit? You know, the first 10 weeks were. But I gotta say, I like it. And obviously the thought of it being you, you know, you got to remember with these forfeits at the start, it was just me, wasn't it? So yeah. I was voting on stuff that I was going to have to do. Whereas now I think it's a bit more even. And I reckon I'd love to see you. I mean, do we just say I suck at fantasy football? Or suck is a very American thing, isn't it? You know, in Britain, you'd want to say I'm crap.
I'm an, fantasy, or I play, I'm an FPL douche.
Oh yeah, or I play FPL like a prick. You know.
You don't want to be too offensive, do you? You can't, you know, be parading up and down outside a primary school saying I'm an FPL cunt.
No, but I wasn't aware we had to do this outside the primary school, to be honest. I'm more keen on that element. I tell you what, I feel like I'm really growing into this character. See, I think I'm adding more, you know, expression into his voice. I think this guy, I tell you what, I reckon this version of me.
Version?
I reckon you like to go drinking with this version of me. I reckon this part of you.
You think, can't do version, can you?
Okay, this iteration of me, I think you would like. I think you're thinking, oh God, this is the sort of guy I'd go for a pint with. Am I wrong?
I think you might be. Yeah, I think you might be.
I could tell you was warming to me. I could hear it in the ether. I could hear you going, oh, I like this chap, see? I think he's the best. I think, you know what? I think it's so good, you've forgotten it's me. Oh, so, okay, it's John and new Matt, so let's see how we get on. You fancy going for a pint sometime?
Yeah, why don't you have a pint with a duck first?
When I get the time, mate. I mean, the problem is, right?
Where are you getting your Maltesers bunnies from?
The fridge.
Yeah, where were they before that?
My girlfriend went out and got them as a treat.
Well, why didn't she go out and get a duck?
She's a vegetarian. She's one of you lot. You should be backing her up.
Does she just bring it back to the house for a bit?
You can't nick a duck. I mean, that's like kidnapping, eh? Got to be against the law. Everyone would be doing it. We'd all have ducks if that was okay.
Can you remember the theme tune to the cartoon DuckTales?
Ooh. Yeah, I can, yeah.
That'll do. Got any more than that?
DuckTales.
Yeah, okay. Two suggestions for a feature name for us asking for features.
Ooh,
Dan
like
says FIFA-tures. Like FIFA, but features. FIFA-tures.
I if he was an headline writer for a tabloid, it'd be right. Because you go written down, it's okay. But for a verbal pun, has to work better.
All right, then. Ian says, play it into his features.
Yeah, that's better.
Yes,
but still
not there.
I think play it into his features sounds like you're going to kick a ball in my face.
Okay.
Play it into his features, you know?
New Matt says, no to Dan and Ian. Up your game, says New Matt. Now, you widened the search last week to not just brewery tours. I don't know if you remember this and then whatever haze you're in when you do this podcast, but you asked for tours of pasty shops and chocolate emporia.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Nothing came in. However, we have been offered a £100 beer voucher from Kirkstall Brewery.
Ooh.
So, you know, freebie of the week, followed by another offer. Hello, John and Matt. I understand Matt doesn't drive.
Well, I can drive. I just don't have a car, see?
If he can guess facts about me correctly like he did with previous FPL managers in the league, I'll give him a free driving lesson. I'm not just a random that thinks because he can drive, he'll be able to teach someone. I'm a fully qualified driving instructor with 15 years experience. What do
well,
you
say? Like I say, I can drive, so I don't need a lesson. But how about this? I'll happily do it. If instead of giving me a free lesson, he gives a free lesson to someone who really needs it in the community.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, we'll put that out to him. Are you gonna tease us with some details about Simon then, or are you just gonna wait until he gets back to see if the offer is pass onable to another?
I'll do it for my own amusement. I'll just do it right now. So, what's his name? Simon.
Simon, and the company he fronts is Skills on Wheels.
I think he's a slender man. I think he's slim. I think he likes wearing blue long sleeve shirts with a top button undone. I think he's got a very low body temperature. I don't think he sweats a lot. I think he keeps himself nice and clean. I think he wears glasses. I think he's got short hair, brown, maybe even a bit curly on top. I think he likes lemons. I think he likes lemon curd cake. And I think he likes lemonade. And I think he's a good cook. I think he's, you know what? My main impression, very neat man. I imagine his house is immaculate. I imagine he's everything in its place and a place for everything, all that sort of thing. You know, I think he's a man who loves order. So I think that's enough to be going on now, innit? See?
I'm looking at a picture of him.
You're kidding me.
Well, I've Googled Skills on Wheels and I'm having a look at Simon. If you can tell me what his surname is.
Simon.
Simon.
Skills.
Ooh, Simon Smith. what car is he stood next to? Brand and colour.
See, I was going to say Kia, but I think I'd just been reading about the Kia from the bloody budget. So I'm going to say a Ford. I just said Mondeo, but I don't think they even exist no more. I'm just going to say
no.
Ford, whatever the thing it is, a Ford Saloon.
Fiesta?
Go on then, yeah.
No.
Get.
What colour?
Blue or red.
Yeah. I mean, he is a shaven-headed man stood next to a white Volkswagen. Looks like a Polo. Could be a Golf. I'm going to say 0 points there.
Oh, hang on. I said he had short hair. You don't get much shorter than shaved, do you?
Oh, I think you said he had brown hair, didn't you?
Yeah, but how can you tell what you say?
I mean, it's awful. It's okay to say you've got this one wrong. Some people get things wrong.
Oh, I accept
Calvin
that.
Calvin Phillips got his shoes wrong. It's not a problem. It's just something we can address and move on
so
from.
So Calvin Phillips shoes, then. Tell me how you feel when you... Because I thought maybe they... So if you've not seen these pictures, they're like Ugg boots, but even bigger. They look like the sort of thing
like
medieval
potato
times.
Potato sacks.
Yeah. But I wondered if my theory was they performed a vital function, like maybe they got a cushioning in for his Achilles or his metatarsal or something. I wondered if they were slightly medical.
That is incredibly generous, and I'd love to say that. It'd be more generous than the response on the internet. Someone tweeted, as far as I'm concerned, that's him off the plane and out of the England squad, which seems very harsh. I wouldn't mind, to be honest. I don't want him going to Qatar. I don't want any players going to Qatar. I don't want anyone going to Qatar. I think it's despicable. I like people who wear wacky clothes.
Oh, do you mean? Say it. Do you mean on occasion that I eat at the darts or on a stag do, or do you mean in general?
No, not darts fancy dress. That's the opposite. I mean people who day to day think I'm going to wear something that will bring joy to somebody else. You know, like I just even bright colours. People who wear like big flowery, floral, you know, multicoloured things. I think that's good. That brings a little bit of joy into everybody's day, doesn't it? I'm a very grey man. I wear grey clothes. I wear black hoodie and jeans and trainers and a little baseball cap. And I try and fold into my own anus when I move around so nobody can see me. I like people who say, have a look at that. Purple coat, yellow shirt, red trousers, clown shoes, wallop in the bank.
I know what you mean.
I like it.
But you don't like it on Calvin Phillips, so what's your problem then?
Well, I don't mind it. It's a bit of fun. I'm surprised nobody's picked up on the coat. I think the coat is weirder.
It's all oversized, so I guess in a way they go together. I mean, the thing is with those shoes, and they do look like big. They are like bags.
They're very uncomfortable.
No, they look very comfy. Do you think?
Well, that's the other thing that annoyed me.
They're heavenly.
What annoyed me really about them? Is if he'd have said, I found these in a charity shop, and they made me laugh, so I bought them. Or I lost a dare. I'm in an FPL league with some mates, and I lost last week, and they said, you've got to wear whatever we pick for you to turn up to training. Good idea for a forfeit, by the way. You wearing a pair of them on tour, if I can find them?
Not on stage, no, because I think it'd be too I wore a bloody tutu. Tutu.
Yeah.
Not that long ago when we got together.
Actually helped your performance.
I'm not sure it did.
What annoyed me is if you'd have said that, absolutely fine. The knowledge that those are designer trainers probably cost like £500. That's what upset me.
I know. It's the Calvin who we love and we all do.
We love.
He's wasting his money away. You go, you know, back in the day, they'd say, oh, no, footballers, you know, he's down the booties or he's in the pub, you know, or whatever. But now it's these silly shoes, you know, that's what they're going to be saying. You know, you're a footballer. You can't go blowing it all on these bloody Ugg boots. You know,
he's excited. He's back in the team at last. First minutes. For 119 days, he put a message on Instagram. Thanks for all your support on the journey back and the reception today. Point in the right direction, marching on together. A reply from Jack Grealis. Good to see you back, bro. And if you ever wear them shoes and that outfit again, I'm unfollowing you. So, a little bit of England bus bants there.
I think he means it. I do, Grealish. I think he would genuinely unfollow the man, Phillips. I think he's that dedicated to his fashion.
Big talk for a man who's about to sign a £1 million deal with Gucci.
Well, that's it. He's a man of integrity, isn't he? You know, he lives and dies by high fashion. You know, he can't be seen knocking about
the cupboard.
I
hope they make him wear some absolute nonsense. I hope they send him some horrific clothes.
Mate, he wears nonsense anyway, doesn't he? You know, he's already in that wheelhouse. You know, they've gone. He's doing it for free anyway. We might as well sign him up.
Leeds fans bringing a lot of joy to people this week. Just with the general demeanour and appearance. And did you see Matthias Klick's reply to somebody online this week?
I did. You know what? I loved it. So I tell you what, I will do the tweet and you do Klick's reply. How about that?
All right.
Okay. Stop giving the effing ball away, FFS, and stupid free kicks around the box. It's kid stuff, FFS.
Fuck off, Bob. That's it.
I think
full stop, Bob.
I think more footballers should do that. I think they should do it more often. Just say, piss off. I'd like to see politicians do it. I would. If he was in all, you know, I don't know what it is, you know, Keir Starmer, you know, you're a letdown, you know, you're this, that, the other. I wish he'd just reply, piss off. I'm trying to get elected here. You're ruining it, see? You know, I think we could all learn from this.
Yeah, I quite agree. It was wonderful to see. Stick up for yourself. He had a good game as well.
Keir Starmer or Matthias... Glitch.
I didn't see Starmer's appearance for Leeds this week. What's Starmer, Arsenal? Is he a gooner, is he?
Aye. Yeah, he's a gooner. I slightly forgot where I was meant to be from for a second there. But he, I mean, the way they played against Crystal Palace, you know, I had three players, John, and they all let me down.
Did you watch it?
No, I was gigging. I came off stage, I thought, you're kidding me. You know, it really did take me back to the early days of this podcast when I was just always behind hoping for a miracle. And, you know, Saka and Lacazette and Tierney, I had a terrible time. Saka and Lacazette only scored two. Captain Salah, you know, at the weekend, he only scored six.
Well, we all made that mistake. I mean, I've not had a great week. It has to be said, Alexander-Arnold didn't play. Luckily, I put Cucurella first choice on the bench. So that's brought me 8 points. And I had Sanchez in goal. So I've 14 points from Brighton this week. I had Neil Mopé up front. And I tell you what, I don't like to give you too much information about where I'm going. But the satisfaction I will gain from getting rid of Neil Mopé this week, he should never have been in the team. He's been one of my worst signings. And this week, missed a penalty against Norwich, bringing in 0 points. I had two players who played and still scored 0 points. Thiago Silva, the thrashing that Brentford gave him, and Neil Mopé, who missed a penalty. I mean, but for that missed penalty, you're talking, at least 6 or 7 points, really, for scoring a goal, clean sheet, good win for the team. You know, then I'd be on 57, and then Alexander-Arnold comes out, Cucurella comes in, 65. You know, it could have been a decent week. As it is, it's 58. It's all right.
Yeah, but you did right, so well. I mean, for a bad week, that's amazing. You know, I really feel like the poor relative here. You know, you're saying, it's so hard living here. You know, the second conservatory costs a fortune to eat. And I'm here in my, you know, bed sit going, I guess we both got it hard, mate. You know, in FPL terms,
well,
that's what's going on.
Well, I've kept pace with the leaders. So Ian Sterling, it was yo-yoing at the top this week. Emily Dean was back on top of the league for a little while. She's now second. Ian Sterling's 50 points with Weghorst still to play. Emily Dean scored 40 points, Weghorst still to play. And Russell Howard has scored 59 points, Weghorst Jesus. And Calvert-Lewin still to play.
I can't believe it.
So he could be knocking on 70 points here. He captained Salah and vice-captain Jota, which I think... You know, not to put words in the man's mouth, but he was saying, I'm gutted, I am. Could have been 28 points had he swapped those two around.
And talking of rivalry and, you know, neighbours playing each other, you know, you and I used to live together, you and Russell did. You look at the World Cup draw, and I can't believe that, you know, depending on what happens with Scotland's game with Ukraine, you could potentially have a battle of Britain between Wales and Scotland to qualify, and that will lead to another battle of Britain in Group B in the World Cup, because you'll have Wales or Scotland playing England. See,
how do you feel about the concept of your beloved Wales playing England at a World Cup in Qatar?
I think we'll absolutely hammer you lot. This happened to me a few weeks ago, didn't it? And I wasn't even doing that one. Henning Vang, that happened to me a few weeks ago.
Dear old God.
Bike a cake. I am. Oh, hold on. Give me.
Why are you going ratting?
That's right.
Go on, get back into it.
All right, George, you're going ratting. That's right. I reckon. Oh, no, I lost it. But then, I reckon Wales or Scotland again.
Don't you worry about that.
I don't know. I see this as a proud Welshman, you know, I born and bred and all my family. I am pure Welsh. Pure, going all the way back. I reckon England absolutely smashes. You know, I think England's the favourite to win the whole tournament, and it would be an honour to lose to. I can't even know when I'm joking because I don't think England.
Ludicrous. We mentioned rivalries a few times.
I'd love England to win the World Cup. You know, I really would.
I don't want us to win the Qatar World Cup. I don't think we're going to.
I don't want the World Cup there any more than you do. But
doesn't sound like it, mate.
But
you going, are you?
No, are you?
No.
I don't know what's happened to me. You know?
Absolutely. I don't even know if I can watch it. I
reckon we'll end up watching a game or two together. You know, me, you and me. I think we'll cuddle up in front of the fire and we'll just hold each other watching an England game. And I bet you bloody love it.
Talking about rivalries. So we are faced with the possibility of Frank Lampard and Wayne Rooney getting relegated this season.
I might go deeper for this bit, if that's all right. I don't have to stick to the same Welsh accent, do I?
If you're talking of completing the triangle of broadly disliked people, Frank Lampard, Wayne Rooney, who is the third of that triumvirate?
Well, I think in a context of the time in which they played and their friendships, you'd have to say John Terry was the third part.
John Terry is exactly the man. Did you see the picture of him this week in M&S Tamworth?
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to have a look. Just on a side note, by the way, you seen those photos of John Travolta in Norwich?
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, it makes people like me look bad because I wear a baseball cap when I go out and I still wear a face mask, not necessarily because of COVID, just because it stops people looking at me. If John Travolta's wandering around bald as brass, it makes D-League celebrities like me look like pretentious little twerps.
I think John Travolta is a special example. I think he's just in a he's in a very rare breed of celebrity where he can just, you know, he can do what the damn well he pleases.
We had that moment, didn't we, seeing Billy Connolly, where you're like, oh, is that Billy Connolly? There's something about John Travolta where you go, that's John Travolta. There isn't even a second of, even in Norwich, there's not a bit of thinking, that can't be John Travolta in Norwich. You see John Travolta, you're like, that's John Travolta.
You know it immediately. He's such a beautiful man. And you know what? Because you expect to see the odd one in London, don't you? Right? Because of showbiz and all that. I love it when you get him outside of London. You know, when they were filming The Dark Knight Rises in Nottingham, you know, Woolerton Hall is Wayne Manor in the third Batman film, the Nolan films. Well, the taxi driver's saying, and I don't I hope you don't mind if I impersonate a Nottingham taxi driver.
No, I don't mind if you impersonate him and all my blabber. You have a good go at that.
We've had Christian Bale in here, you know. We've had Michael Caine. Oh, yeah. They've had Morgan Freeman and all. They've all been in town filming Batman. I was like, you've got to be kidding me, mate. I was like, I'm from Cardiff.
I lived in Nottingham all my life. I've never seen anything like that.
It was incredible.
I saw Nicolas Cage in Bath once. It was
very exciting.
Hollywood is a different thing, isn't it? When you see Hollywood, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I remember being in a pub and Ed Harris was in it from Apollo 13 and The Truman Show and History of Violence. And he sat on the next table and he said, he goes, his food comes over, he's having a cheeseburger and chips. Comes over to our table and says, is it okay if I borrow your tomato ketchup? And we said, yeah, all right, but, you know, you have what you need. But anyway, when our food came, I was sat with a good mate of ours, Lloyd Langford, who's from Wales. And
fellow Welsh alumni.
He then turns to Ed Harris and he goes, is it okay if I have the salt and pepper? And Ed Harris just went, have it all. And I just thought, bloody hell, what a moment that is. But yeah, just a wheel back. Someone has spotted John Terry out in the wild.
Well, he went to M&S and got photo. Now, I've got a feeling for him. The headline caught my eye because the woman who took the picture was Auntie Pam. And I've got an Auntie Pam. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't think she'd know John Terry from Adam. She would know Adam. She's very religious. Have you seen Adam in M&S walking around with a fig leaf?
I like your Auntie Pam. Remember she gave me that big jar of pickled onions for Christmas that year?
Pickle Pam. I went round the other week, got two jars of pickled onions, a jar of pickled cabbage, and a poncho she knitted for Elsie. She's a good woman.
She's a great woman. You know, I did very well out of your family food-wise when we lived together. Your auntie got me a big jar of pickled onions, and you remember that? Was it Easter or Christmas? I think it was Christmas. Your mum got me that lovely Thornton's advent calendar with my name iced on it.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do. They're
your
good people.
Family used to feed me up like I was one of their own.
And do you remember your family got me jack shit? Ooh, remember that?
They've always sent their love. No, my dad will have bought you a few pints over the years.
Oh, your dad got me leathered, didn't he? Dad got me so leathered I took my top off in the Cotswolds.
He mentioned that. So I was with him in the pub the other night and he was saying about topless darts. He goes, why haven't you done that as a forfeit?
Oh, that's a great shout. That's a great shout. Right, loser this week has to do a bit of topless darts in the dock.
Well, yeah, at some point. Well, I wondered. I said, well, maybe we do it as like sort of end of season, you know, lads night out in Chipping Norton. We recreate it.
Okay, yeah, I'm up for that. I'm up for that. I thought you were going to say end of season forfeit and there's bigger plans. And on that note, if anybody listening has some ideas, now that the win has been secured, we can really go to town on this. So if you've got ideas for Matt Ford's forfeit for losing an entire season of comedians playing FPL, then it's hello@cpfpl.com or you can find us on any of the socials.
And can I just interject at this point and say,
enjoy
it
yourself.
It cannot involve flying me to a country where capital punishment is illegal. It has to be under British law on British soil. I'm not going to get on a rendition flight for this bloody podcast.
Lovely use of the phrase rendition flight. Anyway, long story short.
Thank you very much.
John Terry's been spotted in M&S. He's been asked for a photo by Auntie Pam. She hasn't got in the photo, so it's just a picture of him looking quite chuffed with himself in Marks and Spencer's. And I have some sympathy there because I've been in that situation where someone asks for a photo and you say, you're not going to get in it. And they say no and just get their phone out. And there's no way of not looking like you're a moron in that situation.
Actually, he's come across very well there, hasn't he? He looks nice. You know what? I say this for John Terry. He's just looked like that. And I think people will know what I mean. He's just looked like that his whole life. He's like, he doesn't age. He just has that same haircut. Mm. He looks a bit rough. He looks like he had a big one the night before. And he just always looks like that.
John Terry, surprised he wasn't in there in MS uniform pretending he worked there. Topical comedy. We haven't improv. Done any topical comedy for it. Oh, was it improv? Topical improv.
I think it was just improv, wasn't it?
Improv. It was just improv, wasn't it?
It was just improv, yeah. We need to bring, maybe we put on our own improv night where we do a CPFBL improv and we take, you know, I mean, it's basically improv anyway, isn't it? That's where the joke came from. But maybe we do it like one of those annoying improv nights where we're like, yeah. You know, drama school kids.
Look, quick
I
moment.
Need a breed of animal, I need a city, and I need a weapon. And
yeah.
Like, oh, you're a cat in Doha. With a flamethrower.
Oh, interesting. Kept... I was going to go Fox Wigan now.
Turns out I'm pretty good at improv, actually. I think on
improv. It's not improv.
That is the vegan.
You're a cat with a flamethrower in Doha. It's not improv.
I really became the cat then, see?
Right, well, if you've got a animal weapon city combination that you would like Matt Ford to perform on next week's podcast, then get in touch now. Let's bring our guest on before this chaos goes any further.
Well, he is a fantastic comedian. You'll have seen him on shows like Roast Battle and Have I Got News For You. He is manager of Defence Win Titles, Finn Taylor. Finn, you've spelt defence with an S instead of a C. Is the US spelling significant?
Hi, fellas. I don't know if you could tell. I did assemble this team in a bit of a rush. as I found out that it was critical to this appearance on the podcast. So, no, the US spelling is not. I think it auto-corrected to that. But sure, I'll take it. The US have got the... I think the highest defence military spending in the G7. So yeah, let's say it's significant. I'm sure Fordy will correct me if that's wrong.
I think you're right.
Yeah, stand by it. Intentional.
I don't know how it shakes down per capita, but certainly per country. I would absolutely back you on that. And Americans may be crucial to your future because you're a Chelsea fan. It looks like you're potentially going to get an American owner. How do you feel about what's gone on with Abramovich? And do you think Chelsea are being unfairly treated?
I think we have, because we're a charitable foundation. I don't know what all this I don't know what all this backlash is, but we're a wholesome family-run charity club. And suddenly everyone's having a go at us. Well, I've been a Chelsea fan since sort of 96. And it's kind of
Dan Petrescu. Wayne,
Petrescu, LaBeouf. Desai. When I started following them, my dad and I used to go every home game, and they kind of would buy. They were sort of a funny club in that they buy amazing players way after their peak. So we had Ruud Gullit after his knees had gone. We had like Mark Hughes after he'd done all his good things. And then, even though we've had all this success, I don't think I will ever reach the high of like watching us in the Champions League for the first time in like 99, when it was just so exciting because we weren't meant to be there.
You, I'm looking at your team. When you say you assembled it in a rush, you've made the bold choice of putting Stuart McKinstry of Leeds United in your central midfield, which. I mean, to this point, no Leeds United manager has done this season. So what sort of a rush were you in? Were you about to jump out of a plane or?
I'll tell you my strategy was that I'm in this for the long run. And obviously as the team is called, defense wins title. So I spent all the money on the first five positions, and then I was really scrabbling around to fill the rest.
Yeah. You are the second manager this season to pick Dobbin up front. He's been a friend of the podcast for some time now. Not a friend to people who've picked him. I mean, a startling number of 0 points. It's amazing. You've sort of limped to 32 this week somehow.
Finn, you got 20 million quid in the bank. So why don't you just spend it?
Well, as a Chelsea fan, you'd learn to have a rainy day fund.
You strike me as someone who might have, I mean, there are tales that obviously we won't tell on the podcast of surprising beefs coming from shows. I mean, you strike me as someone who could probably do, you could do Bake Off in, and I think come off the back of it with a big.
No, you're right. I've always hated Prue Leith. I've always thought she's got ideas above her station. No, and I also I hate Liverpool fans as well.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, top of our league is famous Liverpudlian Ian Sterling, closely followed by Liverpudlian Russell Howard, and genuine Liverpudlian Chris McCausland. These are the Liverpool fans in the top six.
Right.
Hate all of them? Just put them all down as hate?
Yeah. Easier that way, isn't it?
Makes it more straightforward, definitely. Yeah, no question. So since, obviously, not that COVID is fully over, but have you been able to, I mean, it must be terrible actually to be a Chelsea fan because you've just been allowed back in stadiums and now they're saying you can't go again.
I know. I actually haven't been, I don't go that much anymore because the tickets are so expensive, but also, like, it's just changed. I remember where I sat where I used to sit when I was a kid in the West End, and there was a guy next to me. I think he must have been a tourist, and he'd been to the Megastore and he was kitted out in like all the Chelsea gear, and Torres was playing and spooned it over from 6 yards. But then this guy next to me was like, "Oh, Torres," you know, it was like he was seeing his hero. And I just thought the whole thing's become a theme park. Like it's Disneyland. But do you want to know what? I kind of have this fantasy of the club crashing and having to rebuild it from the bottom up, and then I can go in at ground level like they have with FC United of Manchester. I can't have that fantasy.
Do you know we have an almost identical fantasy, except I don't go and the club doesn't rebuild. But it's so odd.
The club just incinerates.
The club just absolutely crumbles and is left. Yeah. And I have this fantasy about 19 of the 20 teams currently in the Premier League.
Oh, John. I remember, it's funny that you mentioned that about Chelsea, because we drew you in the cup, either the league or the FA Cup, quite regularly in the last few years. And I went away to Stamford Bridge and couldn't get a ticket in the Forest End, so I just thought I'd sit amongst the Chelsea fans. And it was on like that big touchline stand. I was up in like the third tier or whatever. And there was a guy, loads of Americans, one of whom was on his laptop throughout the whole thing. Just like doing his emails. I was like, what's this? And then at one point he went, "Was that offside? Hey, buddy, what's an offside?" I was like, we left at half time and got, I think we're like 4-0 down at half time anyway, but I was just like, I can't see.
Yeah, I did sit in I sat in the Matthew Harding, which is like, that's where the kind of the ultras are. Ooh. I sat in the Matthew Harding for when we beat Tottenham. I think it was the semis of the League Cup. We beat them on penalties and Eric Dyer missed the last kick. Whoa. That was amazing. That felt like the old days. That felt brilliant. I still, because it's my childhood, I still feel sad on Saturdays when they lose. Oh, I mean, it's infuriating.
Yeah, but I mean, you've had a good few. I've just remembered, damn it, Finn, this is going to be very hard to explain. I was meant to conduct this interview in a Welsh accent, and I've completely forgotten.
So, you're going to have to do it again next week.
Are you just stepping into it now? Will I? That's
no,
all right,
I don't think you
know, any Welsh
now.
Comics, Finn? You mix with any of the Welsh lot? You play the Cardiff Gleaner?
Yeah, yeah. What's the context behind this accent switch?
I lost a bet, see? So I had to do the whole episode in a Cardiff accent. I actually think
it's so funny how your only Welsh impression is Neil Kinnock.
It's the only
Welsh you can do.
Brace yourself. There's a fair bit of Wurzels in there as well. If you listen closely. So Finn, we always end, I know we haven't got you for long, we always end by offering a prize, so that if you beat me and Fordy this week in the league, you win a prize. It's slightly I'm just going to say it's slightly pointless this week, because I'm looking at your team now. And I don't think I would confidently offer you £1 million if you beat me in 40 this week with the team you've got. My idea would be, given that we've discussed our shared fantasy of the collapse of Chelsea, I'm looking online now at a Lego Stamford Bridge. I could order you that and you could just not build it and just scatter it on the floor and it would look like Stamford Bridge in ruins, which would be a visual representation of your fantasy. Or you can tell us now if there's anything, I mean, we had Sean Walsh on, he just wanted a new chopping board. So if there's anything in your life that would make it better, we'll happily get that for you as well.
Now, we have just moved house. What do we, where's my wife gone? What do we need?
Conservatory?
No, 31. Who has a conservatory anymore?
maybe like a rolling pin or something, or a pestle and mortar, or
pestle and mortar. That's what we need.
Really?
I'm always grinding herbs.
I've got one. I can hear him laughing away. I've got one for when I make my curries. I grind.
Why are you laughing? Three. Yeah, I was going to say, who has a conservatory but doesn't have a pestle and mortar? That's insane.
I don't have a conservatory, but I've got a metal, a ceramic, and a wooden pestle and mortar.
What, like a drill? You've got different bits for each bit.
It's a different, different kind of peppercorn requires a different job. You know, if you're going to be an expert in the kitchen.
Well, take us through it, man.
I wouldn't use a metal pestle on a wet herb, put it that way. I'm not a lunatic. If you're making a mole or something like that, then you'll want the repeated grind of the ceramic. But again, I wouldn't do that necessarily in the wood. I use the wood for dry peppercorns, herbs and spices, things like that. And the metal one was bought for me as a gift, turned rusty, and I've never used it.
Rusty. I don't know why I thought I could catch you out with you naming. Of course you know what they're all for.
Yeah, have a new Channel 4 format coming up called Take the Pestle. It's a 12-part series. Finn, thank you very much. Good luck for the upcoming game week. You're particularly excited about any player? I mean, you've got McKinstry, Bower, Dobbin, Delap, Gilmore, Biereth. I'm not going to lie to you, I've been playing FPL all season. Half of those names are new to me. So all the best.
I tell you what, Rudiger is going to score a couple more screamers and Van Dijk will get a header. Cantelo will have some assists. Alisson spraying it about. And I'll take my pestle and mortar signed for John.
Okay, absolutely. So that's the pestle and mortar and the £1 million. Thank you for joining us. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bet.
Well, thank you to Finn. Thank you to you for listening. That's all we've got time for this week. Next podcast will be out next week after the conclusion of game week 32.
And John, on behalf of all of us, thank you for co-hosting
this. You're welcome.
I hope you feel. Yeah, it's a real pleasure.
You're welcome.
Don't forget to send us those end of season forfeit ideas, as well as any news stories, any questions you have. We're here for your FPL questions, but I think in general, I think we've established ourselves now in your lives as mentors, gurus, oracles. Exactly. So pick our brains on anything you'd like. Tweet us at ComediansFPL or email hello@cpfpl.com. Find us on Insta, Facebook. And thank you to all of you who have left a review. Keep doing it. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell your friends about it. Subscribe. Spread the word. Any advice you want to give me directly, I always take it. Tweet me at Matt Ford for some hot tips.
And of course, send in those animal city weapon combinations. And of course, suggestions for end of season forfeits and what accent you would like Matt to do for next week's podcast, because he failed to do the whole show in the Welsh accent this week. So we'll have to repeat the forfeit next week.
Oh, well, I don't remember that in any small print. I think people have had enough. I think genuinely people like... hearing my normal voice. Obviously, the Welsh people may be very offended by what I'm doing.
I hope so. Cheerio now.
Bye.
Bye.